All right, this is the Toncast. I'm Shannon, and I have a very special guest who I have not seen or spoken with in a long time, Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, it's good to see you again. Hey, it's been forever.
I know, it's been a really long time. I kind of forgot what you looked like.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I forget what I look like all the time. I think it's just I block it out.
Ah, well, you know.
I'm in denial.
Denial.
Yeah, but my thinning hair and my aching body.
Well, your hair doesn't look like it's thinning because it's curly.
Do you
fluff it up? Do you use a mousse?
I do. I put stuff in it and I fluff it up. But, like, if I, like, bend this way, then...
Oh, my God!
You really see the
Holy
thinning.
Shit!
Yeah, it's horrible.
You're, like, 80.
That's why they have to put all this powder on my scalp now when I do acting stuff.
Are you going to do that thing where it's like a toilet seat bowl? Like when it loops on the top and it just goes around. My grandpa did that.
Yeah, that was big in the 70s and 80s, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's people just shave it all the way.
You're fucked, man. I can see it just falling out. Have you seen those ads for, what is it called, like Hims or something?
Hims?
It's like a pill you can take. I forget what it's called. I thought it was called Hims or something, but I've been seeing these ads recently online, and it's like really young guys. They look like they're 30, and they're like, "Wow, I've just been taking this, and my hair grows big." And I'm like, "You don't look quite like."
Yeah, it sounds like a.
It sounds like a scam to me.
Yeah, it sounds like bullshit because I think most of the hair stuff is bullshit. But it also reminds me of that John Carpenter movie. It was called Body Bags.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It was a made-for-cable anthology horror movie.
Oh.
It was like three different stories or four different stories. But one of them, the best one, is the one with Stacy Keach.
Uh-huh.
Where he feels like he's just been totally emasculated by the loss of hair.
Oh.
So he goes to this special place run by David Warner.
Mm.
Who, I don't know if you know who David Warner is, but that guy is not to be trusted.
No, he's not. I know who he is.
Never trust him. So he gets these implants, but it turns out, and his hair is amazing, but then it just starts growing out of his face and shit.
And, when implants go wrong.
Yeah, and then he realizes, like, he looks, I can't remember how, like, he looks under a microscope or something and sees that his hair, all the hairs, have little, like, mouths on them. They're like little demon hairs.
That sounds awesome. I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Good. Actually, all of them are pretty good. It's a good cast too. The first one is like takes place at a gas station.
Uh huh.
And it's like a lady, a college student. She's taken over for the night shift,
mm-hmm.
and then she gets terrorized by a serial killer in the form of Robert Carradine.
Oh.
From Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun. And then the other one is Mark Hamill. And it has something to do with burying somebody in his backyard.
I love Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he's
fantastic.
I'll
watch anything.
Yeah, so if you like anthology horror, it's a good one.
I will. Speaking of horror movies, last week I saw Ready or Not. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really fun.
It was totally fun.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah, she was really good, too, the lady who's not that other lady.
Yeah, the poor man's Margot Robbie.
Yeah. She was really good.
That was kind of a breakout performance.
Mm-hmm. She was in another movie called Mayhem that came out, like, last year.
I think her name's Samara Weaving.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good, dark comedy,
for
sure.
I liked the ending, too.
But yet, I mean, that movie came out at the same time that they pulled The Hunt from release, because
what was The Hunt?
The Hunt is like a Most Dangerous Game type thing.
Uh huh.
But in The Hunt, it's wealthy liberals pay to hunt and kill MAGA hats.
Oh really? I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah. So, and the trailers are pretty violent, but it, like right after the not the last shooting, but the shooting before that, mm-hmm. where there were two. There was one in Dayton and one in El Paso.
Right.
And so they were like, they said, Universal said, it's insensitive, this ad campaign, because of the shootings and all that. But I really think it's because Fox News came down on them because they got wind of what it was about mm-hmm. and think it's like a porno movie for liberals who want to shoot Republicans.
Right, and I bet that if it was reversed, the movie would have been released.
Well, yeah, I discovered today, just today, through a friend on Twitter that there is a movie coming out in October or something with Kevin Sorbo. Is that his name?
Yeah, wasn't he like Tarzan or something on TV, or he was something?
Yeah, he was Hercules.
Hercules,
yeah, that guy. And he's like, he does like right-wing faith-based movies. That's what he does now. Mm-hmm. And so he's got this movie coming out that's, I can't remember what it's called, but it takes place in a future where guns have been outlawed.
Oh.
So now only the bad guys have guns. So what will you do to survive? And the list of bad guys in the write-up of this movie is like protesters. Mm-hmm. Like it celebrates the fact that Kevin Sorbo and his family have to run down protesters. And then there's like crazy socialists murdering socialists. And all, it's just bananas.
Wow.
And so apparently that's okay.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, that's obviously it's a low budge piece of garbage, but it will be in movie theaters in a limited way.
So Universal pulled The Hunt indefinitely, or is it going to be like VOD?
It's indefinite. I mean, they can sell it to Netflix or something, but they say, well, we might release it later. I don't know. But it's just weird. It could be just a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. And they use that as an excuse?
Maybe.
I doubt it. I think you're right. I think Fox probably came down on them.
Because the same sort of thing happened with The Interview, and then that went to Netflix or Amazon or something like that. So maybe the Hunt will. I don't know. But whatever. It's sad. I really wanted to see it.
Yeah, I would have gone to see that too.
I love Most Dangerous Game setups. Mm-hmm. It's great. And the filmmaker said, the truth is we're the bad guys in this are the rich liberals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, we're jabbing both sides of the political spectrum. That was the whole point.
Right.
But everybody is a goddamn snowflake these days.
Yes, they are.
Everybody's a snowflake. Speaking of which, so what do you think about this Chappelle controversy with his Sticks and Stones Netflix special?
I haven't watched it yet because I was reading so much about it, and I was like, I love Dave Chappelle. So I was like, I don't want to be influenced by this stuff. So I haven't watched it yet. Have you?
I tried.
And?
It's not funny.
It's not?
And not from my perspective. I've talked to a number of people who think it's absolutely hilarious. But I watched it. And the thing about, like, that's seductive about him is that he's got this amazing presence, amazing voice, and amazing comic timing. So the stand-up seemed to me just like his previous stand-ups, although I haven't been a big fan of his resurgence, his Netflix resurgence specials. I'm more old Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But this, so he can guide an audience into laughter and, you know, all that stuff, which is, he's doing it. But if you just listen to what he's saying, it's just like old man complaints.
That's what I read. Yeah.
It really is. And I hadn't read anything about the stand-up, just about he, like, shat on LGBTQ people. I didn't get that far.
Oh, that, I didn't even read that.
I got... That's a big part of it. The controversy is that, you know, he calls them the alphabet people.
I didn't even read that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he calls them the alphabet people and said, you know, just basically said, you guys hated that I write jokes about you, but I can't stop. It's too easy. You know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then I, like, made some offhanded comment about, I don't really care about Dave Chappelle, you guys. And then somebody got up in my grill about political correctness and all that stuff, and I was like,
that has nothing to do with
what are you talking about? And then she evoked the First Amendment, and I was like, what? Political correctness has nothing to do with the First Amendment. It's not, political correctness is not a government-sanctioned set of laws.
Right.
It's just people being aware of how not to hurt other people's feelings, not belittle other people because they're different from you. I mean, that to me is what it is. Mm-hmm. And people get all... I mean, people go too far. They go too far with it. They get silly with it. Mm-hmm. Granted. But if a comedian who's making gazillions of dollars on Netflix spends a whole segment of his act making fun of, you know, transgender people, then they're exercising their First Amendment rights as well by saying, fuck you, Dave Chappelle, you're a bigoted asshole. Mm-hmm. So it just drives me nuts when people are like, it's the First Amendment. It's like, fuck, the government is not telling Dave Chappelle to fuck off. The people he's making fun of are.
Right.
So that's the First Amendment going both ways. So it doesn't happen in a vacuum. You don't get to say whatever you want just because you're a famous old comic.
Right.
I mean, and you do get to say whatever you want, but you don't get to say whatever you want without blowback.
Yeah, without repercussions.
And you know if you're saying shit like that, you're going to get blowback.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he made a conscious choice to tell those jokes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I remain a fan of the Chappelle Show and his old stand-up mm-hmm. and Half-Baked, of course. I love these things, and I won't ever not love those things, but it's just the controversy on both sides has become ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out, but I'm going to wait a little bit until that blows over, because I just want to try to watch it without...
Yeah, yeah.
Being too influenced. But that's disappointing about the LGBTQ, but people. Oh, Dave.
Well, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's very interesting, the people who come to his defense. I mean, it's the same. I mean, it's not the same as Bill Cosby. It's not the same as mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, because what they're, you know, accused of and in some cases found guilty of is monstrous.
Right.
Or even Louis C.K. jacking off in front of people is a different ball of wax. This is a guy just being careless about what he says and what he jokes about. Should he be, you know, condemned or quote unquote canceled for it? No. You know, but mm-hmm. he could be cooler about it.
Yeah, he could be. When does the Eddie Murphy Netflix special come out?
The stand-up?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's recorded that yet. His next Netflix thing, which I'm actually really looking forward to, is the Dolemite story.
Oh,
it's like a biopic or a bio. I don't know how you say that word. It's a biographical picture. People
biopic.
Call it.
Biopic.
Yeah, but some people say biopic, which sounds like
myopic
yeah. And I get confused.
Biography, biopic, okay. Well,
I don't know. But in any event, that one looks pretty great. And that looks like Eddie Murphy kind of getting back into...
I want to see that.
Eddie Murphy. And to champion someone like Dolemite, which I'm sure was an influence on him to some level.
Sure.
When he was a kid. I didn't discover Dolemite till the Beastie Boys referenced him. And I looked him up and was like, oh, that's what Dolemite is. He was an interesting cat.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. Have you ever seen a Dolemite movie?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah. Real low budge?
Real low budge.
Real low budge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amusing.
Lots of polyester.
Lots of polyester. Yeah. Yeah. He's a friend of mine got me a Dolemite box set, so I'm completely educated about that.
That's man. A good gift.
Yeah, it is. And it includes Rudy Ray Moore, Dolemite, his like a stand-up.
Oh, that's cool.
Movie, which is just him doing stand-up. Boy, his stand-up was weird.
Was it really?
Yeah. Well, I think he was, if I understand it correctly, he wasn't a very successful comedian. And then he started making these low-budge Dolemite movies, and then he became legendary in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
In a bad movie kind of way.
That's cool.
Yeah. So seeing Eddie Murphy play someone like that sounds pretty exciting.
I'd love to just be in like bad low budge movies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was lamenting. I was talking to Lombardo Boyar yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And lamenting the fact that, like, I wish I was John Travolta so I could just like churn out a shitty movie every month.
I know. He hasn't had a hit since 2007.
All his stuff goes straight to video now. Even this new one.
Yeah.
About
the one that just bombed.
Yeah.
The Obsession or Obsession? Or what
it's called The Fan.
The Fan.
But it's a Fred Durst directed movie. I mean, that one's basically straight to video. It was a VOD and limited. It was probably played in one movie theater.
Yeah, it was played in very few, and it made like $60 in per screen, like, or something crazy like that.
Wow. Yeah, it got like 4% Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So your car's fucked up?
I don't know. We'll find out when I try to leave.
My God, I don't want you to break down in this heat.
I don't either.
Coming out here to Simi Valley.
Come all the way out to Simi Valley. Yeah, check engine light came on. I don't know what that means.
That's fucking the worst.
But of course it would happen when I was coming way out here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, I had such good luck one time. I was on my way to get an oil change, and a Lyft driver, like, pulled up next to me and was, like, frantically waving at me. And I was like, what? And he was like, oh, your tire's flat. And I was like, it was, like, my rear tire, so I didn't know. And then, and of course, the streets in L.A. suck.
So you don't notice.
So you don't notice that your car is kind of going like that because there's potholes everywhere. And
One of the first times I drove on an L.A. freeway, I thought I had a flat tire because of the way the grooves were.
Yeah.
It sounded like a flat tire.
That's happened to me before when I'm on it. I'm like, wait a minute, is this my car? Is this a groove? And then I'll like kind of move over a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's just the grooves. I mean, that's kind of messed up. But yeah, so he, and I was like, oh, thank you so much for telling me. But I was like, well, this is great. I'm on my way to the mechanics anyway to get an oil change, so I'll just have them fix my tire while I'm there. But this, I don't know, the check engine light, what's going to happen?
Yeah, check engine lights are scary. But, well,
that makes me feel really great.
Yeah. Well, on my Honda, the engine light goes on if the gas cap's not properly put on. Does your car do that?
No.
Yeah, that's happened to me. And with my other car, it's the same thing. The engine light was on, and I called for service, and I was like, wait a sec. Because the car was new to me. I didn't realize it had that same feature that always seemed like a weird...
It is weird.
...feature. But I called, and in the middle of the phone, I was like, hang on a sec. And I went, and I clicked the cap and turned on the car, and the engine light was off. I was like, never mind.
False alarm.
Bye.
No, I got gas the other day, so it's definitely not that. But it's never done that, and the cab hasn't been.
Mm.
So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what it could be.
Well, I hope it's nothing.
Me too.
I hope it's nothing. But, you know, thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. They always work.
They work great.
They
work great.
Without fail.
They've stopped the hurricanes.
They've stopped the hurricanes. Trump never heard of a Hurricane 5, but doesn't matter because thoughts and prayers stop everything.
That's all you need is thoughts and prayers.
And thoughts and prayers have stopped like 100 shootings that were supposed to happen today.
Yeah, exactly. We don't give them enough credit.
No.
Because there are so many shootings that occur, but a lot of them get thunk and prayed away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We forget that.
I know.
Yeah. Marianne Williamson just deleted a tweet where she said that.
I just heard her being interviewed on the radio. Okay, what was her tweet?
Her tweet was, I think it was in response because a lot of people were making fun of this lady, this like Christian zealot lady who was like, there's video of her like out in the high winds, like praying away the hurricane.
Oh my God.
So.
That's awesome.
And she's like using her arms to like push the hurricane back out into the ocean. And so everyone started making fun of her, and then Marianne Williamson said, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with thoughts and prayers in this time, and like did this whole...
Oh my God.
And then she deleted the tweet because she probably realized if this gets spread around, it's going to make me look like an idiot. I mean, I don't think she can really commit political suicide because she's never going to get the nomination.
No, she's never going to.
But it's funny that she deleted it. Because
that is funny.
The thoughts and prayers thing, the brand has been ruined.
Yeah.
It's been ruined. So the thoughts and prayers aren't necessarily a bad thing, you know, but the brand has been ruined.
Yeah, it definitely is. I saw some video of some guy in Florida who was talking about, I think he was in Florida, he was talking about the hurricane. He's like, what is it, the fucking, you know, Air Force or...
Oh yeah, that guy, yeah, that Bostonian in Florida.
Bostonian in Florida, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll give him this best Boston accent I've heard in quite a while on video.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll give him that too.
Leonardo DiCaprio should watch and study that guy.
He should.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he can get it right.
Well,
next time around.
Next time around. He can study that guy while he's on a yacht or in one of his private jets going off to an environmental rally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He cares about the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that Tarantino movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was too long, but I thought the production design was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did. I really enjoyed it. I thought DiCaprio and Pitt did a great job.
Yeah, they were really fun. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of... I did think while I was watching it, you know, how many people know who Sharon Tate is and who, like, you know, like
who
people are younger than...
The Manson family really was. And yeah.
I was curious about that. But what I thought was kind of odd... You saw it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was odd that... Okay, so the scene where Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate, she's in Westwood and she goes to the movie theater to watch herself in that movie.
Right, yeah.
I thought that was an odd choice because it took me out of it because all I could think of was, okay, I already thought at the beginning of the movie that she didn't look like Sharon Tate, and now it's so obvious
that she doesn't
that she doesn't look anything like Sharon Tate.
Right, right.
They kept cutting to Sharon Tate, Margot Robbie, Sharon Tate, Margot Robbie, and I'm like, what? That was when I decided to go to the bathroom because it was really long.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm going
to
go.
That's a good spot to go to the bathroom in that.
Yeah. I had really had to go when... What was Brad Pitt's character's name?
I don't remember.
Ah, whatever. DiCaprio's bodyguard. When he was at the ranch and he was trying to see if that guy...
Yeah, Bruce
Dern, and he was... The scene was going on and on. I'm like, I gotta piss. I gotta piss. And I'm in a crowded movie theater. I can't piss in my popcorn thing. You know, not that I would. But so I was like, come on, come on, come on. And I barely made it to the bathroom in time after that scene.
It's a good scene, though.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I was like, come on.
Yeah, yeah. But it took its damn time.
It took its damn time.
But it was effective. I feel like he's done that in other movies that didn't work for me, like Inglourious Basterds, like the quiet tension.
Yeah, I agree.
Just it hasn't worked for me, but this time it really did.
I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, I thought it was an entertaining movie. I mean, you know, the Bruce Lee criticism, I kind of agree with. I thought that was odd.
Mm-hmm.
An odd choice. I mean, in a way, it was funny. Like, Bruce Lee is got short man's disease and he's a douchebag. But I was also like, but why? Like,
yeah.
Like, why? I know this is all revisionist history and nonsense, but why insult Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
So that criticism I agreed with. The one thing I haven't heard anybody mention. And it did, I like, when the movie was over, I was like, it's kind of weird when you think about it. But given Tarantino's penchant for racist language,
mm-hmm.
dropping N-bombs and, you know, all over the place, and this one is very light on the race. Like, I think they refer to Mexicans as beaners at a certain point.
Yeah.
And that was the only racial slur that I noticed. But I thought it was interesting that there wasn't any, racial slurs against black people because... It was Charlie Manson at that ranch, which is where he wanted to start a race riot.
Mm-hmm.
That was his whole helter-skelter thing.
Right.
And it was just interesting to me that none of the Manson family said anything racist at any point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It was odd. It was an odd omission. But again, I know it's all revisionist history, but why... gloss over that, especially considering how you love to use racist language.
Well, they did, you know, who knows what ended up on the editing room floor.
Maybe.
Did you know that the guy, the actor played Manson in that movie, plays him in the second season of Mindhunter?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Have you seen Mindhunter?
No.
Oh, it's really good. You should watch it. Both seasons.
Yeah, everybody says it's really good. There's so much fucking TV.
I know.
I'm overwhelmed.
I know.
It's too much shows I like. I'm, like, behind. I'm, like, two seasons behind on Better Call Saul at this point. And every time I put it on, I'm like, oh, God, I love this show. But then I don't get back to it.
I'm caught up, but I think they're going to be on season 5.
I think so, yeah.
It's been delayed, like, when it's coming out.
Oh, okay.
But I have a list of shows. I have to cull this list because I've already seen some stuff on here, or it's been canceled before I can watch it. Now I know our 3 listeners aren't going to can't see this list, but I will show it to you. Look how long this is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How many are...
It's like a fucking...
Is it all
TV? It's like Long Day's Journey into the Night. Some of them are movies.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of it is like TV.
I thought I saw Barry Lyndon in there. The Kubrick movie? Is that what that
means? No. It was Barry.
Oh, okay. But Barry.
Yeah, but there's stuff on here like, okay, Jessica Jones. Well, that got canceled. Why should I watch it? But then Skelton said to me, he's like, that's actually one you should watch.
We've been watching that with Colby. Uh-huh. And it's a fun show.
I probably will watch it, but then...
And they got the soft cancel, so they can wrap it up, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I know why you thought it said Barry Lyndon, because it's Barry next to the Mayans. So
oh, that's it.
I heard the Mayans suck, so actually I'm going to take that off my list right now.
The Mayans is that Latino spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, is
that
it?
Yes, and I heard it sucked.
I watched Sons of Anarchy for a while, but I kind of lost interest.
I really liked that show, except the season where they went to Ireland. It just went off the rails.
Oh, that's when I sort of stopped.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really liked that show.
Mostly because it just, yeah, it's when you're binging shows, if you start spending too much time looking at your phone, then it's like, why am I watching this?
But see, then I'm like, at the same time, like I'm hate watching The Walking Dead. Because I started it from the beginning, I gotta see it through. But then I feel like it's like self-flagellation.
Is it ever gonna end?
That's the thing. I feel like it's self-flagellation for me when I'm watching it. Because I'm looking at my phone and I'm kind of like, this has been going on for how long? And the zombies walk so slowly and you can't get away from them? Like, what the fuck? They're not speeding up, you know? If you hear one going, you turn around, it's 5 feet away. You can just casually stroll and you'll still get away from them. But like Mad Men, I thought should have ended after season 5, but I still watched it for the final 2 seasons. And it's because of Breaking Bad, because when they split their season
in
half, and then all the other shows were like, oh, the advertisers, this is making us pay to do this. And then Scandal, same thing. Like, I really liked the first few seasons, and then it went off the rails, and I'm like, but I have to finish it.
Sure, sure. I haven't finished Bates Motel yet.
Oh, I see. Now, I gave up on that simply because it left. I think it was on AMC, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then, was it on Netflix? Or I think it left... I was watching it, I think, on AMC.com or maybe, I think, and then I got behind, and then the season I got behind on was no longer available online, and so then I just was like...
I think it's on Netflix now.
It probably is. I think because I used to have it on AMC.com, that's what it was, and I got behind on it, and then the season I got behind on disappeared, and then I just...
That happened with me in the second season of Happy.
I haven't seen that yet, but that got canceled. But now I have that on my list.
Yeah. The first season's fun. Mm-hmm. The second season, I think part of the reason... Because, you know, I had it on Hulu. Mm-hmm. But you know how Hulu has all these weird things about your subscription and live TV? So, like, we had 12 episodes stacked up, but then they dumped. We watched 2 of them, and then they dumped the next 4, so we could only watch the last 6.
Oh, yeah. So I hate it when it does
so
that.
So now I have to wait for Netflix.
Yeah.
Which I'll watch the second season. It wasn't as effective as the first season for me, just because they were trying to bring back everything. And I don't think that was the best idea. Including, you know, there's a serial killer guy. Mm-hmm. And just to bring him back, I was sort of like, I don't know. They could have come up with a different bad guy.
Well, speaking of serial killers, I do once again highly recommend Mindhunter. They do an amazing job of casting all the serial killers on the show.
Okay.
They're all great.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'll look at that.
And both seasons are on Netflix, so.
Okay. It's a Netflix show?
Mm-hmm.
So they just, what do they do, 10?
Yes. The second season, I think the second season is 9 episodes? Maybe it's, I think... They're not, it's 9 or 10. I don't remember.
Do you watch, shit, what was...
Oh, Podcast Cat.
Oh, Podcat. What's up, Podcat?
Hey, Podcat. Is that Jenny?
Yeah, that's Jenny. What the hell was I about to say? I was... something on Netflix having to do with murder. I don't know. There's a lot of murder on Netflix.
I... Netflix, the murder stream.
There's murder in inappropriate comedy, stand-up comedy.
Yep, that's Netflix. That's their brand. I just started watching on Amazon Prime Fleabag.
Mm.
Have you seen that?
No, everybody loves it.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's, there's two seasons.
They just canceled that, right?
No, she the woman who created it and stars in it, she only did two seasons.
Oh, okay.
So both seasons are six episodes each, and they're a half hour long, and it's awesome. And she's amazing. Like, she's only, like, 34, and it started as a one-woman show that she did at the Edinburgh Film Fest. I mean, the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah.
And just, it got, you know...
Yeah, I think they're reviving the one-woman show.
She's gonna perform it live, and it's gonna be aired live on a shown live on a bunch of theater screens.
Oh, that's cool.
But I think it's only in the UK.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure, but I think it is, because I'd love to see that. But she's like only 34, so she did that. Then it becomes an Amazon Prime show. She created the first season of Killing Eve, which I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
That's awesome. That's on I think that's it's on Amazon also. Is it Hulu or Amazon? It's Sandra Oh, and
yeah, I'm aware of
it's
it.
It's really good. Yeah. And she's one of the screenwriters for the new Bond film.
Oh, okay.
And then she has another show called
A Woman writing a Bond film.
Well,
outrageous.
To be fair, I had an interview with her, and when she was a small child, she pretended she was a boy. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's okay.
But she's like, so she's only 34, and she's nominated for a shit ton of Emmys for Fleabag because she's like, the creator, the writer, the star. I'm like, she's 34. I feel like such a loser. She's so talented. She's amazing.
That's
but
cool.
It's really funny. You should watch it.
I will.
I understand someday. The hype.
Are you gonna watch the Dark Crystal show?
Yes, I am. Have you watched it?
No, it looks cool.
Yeah, it does
look
cool.
But I haven't watched it. Figured I'd binge that at some point.
And I forgot to put that on my list. I'm going to do that right now.
When it's hot as fuck this weekend, I'll watch that.
As opposed to hot as fuck today.
Well, yeah, but I can't watch The Dark Crystal without my family.
No, you can't. Yeah,
they'd be mad. They'd be like, why'd you do that?
That would be shitty.
That would be terrible.
That'd be like, no sex for a month.
Yeah, I would be punished. There would be a sex strike.
A sex strike? Yeah, I forgot to put The Dark Crystal on my list, but yeah, I really want to see that.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
And that's only 8 episodes, right?
Yeah, if it's Netflix, it's only 8 episodes, and it'll get canceled after 3 seasons. That's the Netflix way.
That's what they do.
I forgot, Netflix just canceled something that was... I don't even remember what it was, but I guess people were pissed about it. And I'm like, well, it was 3 seasons. Of course it got canceled. That's their thing.
What was it?
I don't remember. It wasn't anything I saw.
I mean, I think that's a bad business model. I got to be honest. It's almost like it would be a good, like, to do it more like they do in the UK. To basically, mm-hmm. Their shows are usually only 2 or 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they're short
seasons.
Except
for Doctor Who.
Yeah,
but it's like the creators get into it and know that there's an end game involved. Especially now that everything's serialized, there's mm-hmm. very little standalone television anymore.
Yeah,
you have to watch less Law and Order SVU if you want to get satisfaction within an hour,
mm-hmm.
get closure,
get closure.
But to know where something's to know. The time, a finite amount of time that you have to tell this large story, it would allow them to end on a satisfying note. As opposed to like a Lost, which drags it out and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, I don't know though if... I don't know if Netflix... Because this has been kind of like a new thing that came out that they've been canceling things after 3 seasons. So I don't know if they're actually telling... creators, oh, you're only going to get 3 seasons, or if they've just been, you know what, we're just going to cancel it now. I don't know.
It feels like they don't let people know.
Yeah, I don't think they do. So, I think there are some cases where they, like, so did you see Russian Doll on Netflix with Natasha Lyonne?
No, Hill watched it and hated it so much that I didn't.
That you didn't? Okay.
Didn't bother.
Well, Natasha Lyonne and Amy Poehler and I forget the other woman's name who created it, but they, when they pitched it to Netflix, they said, we've got like 3 seasons. But because it's such a like a high profile group of people, I think Netflix would be like, because it did get renewed for a second season, but I could see Netflix saying, yes, you know, we'll let you, yeah, you have 3 seasons, you can do that, because they're these mega stars.
Right,
but when it's people that, and Stranger Things is a huge hit, so I, you know, that's going to go on. And the Duffy brothers are the ones who I think created Stranger Things.
Yeah.
They like said that, I think they said that they could see it being five seasons, which Netflix will let them do because it's a big hit. But I feel like, yeah, the other ones, they're like, okay, yeah, and then, oh, you got to get a second season.
And then...
And maybe a third, you know.
We'll see.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, because now that people are aware that Netflix is canceling things after 3 seasons, if creators are going to go to them with in the back of their head thinking, if they greenlight this, we got to have in our head that we got to wrap it up after 3 seasons.
Maybe. And that'd be the smart thing to do.
It would be the smart thing to do.
I definitely don't think that's a bad thing. I really don't.
Well, selfishly, it's a bad thing for me if it's a show I really like.
That's true, but maybe it's better that it wraps up and leaves you loving it.
Yeah.
Versus
like Scandal that I thought you in.
Right. Versus the dragged out Walking Dead situation.
The Lost situation.
Magnum P.I. coming back from the dead. What was that?
I have not watched Magnum P.I.
Well, the original, not the
new one. Oh, okay.
Fuck the new one. There's nothing Magnum P.I. about the new one, except his name is Magnum.
Yeah, it didn't even look like it. I had no interest in watching it.
He lives in Hawaii. No, it's not. It's. I watched the pilot, and I was like, yeah, no.
Is it still on?
I mean, I'm not... Yeah, it is. I mean, so is Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah, I watched that, like, the first few seasons. It was fun, and then I just...
It's fun, like, glossy stuff.
And then I started watching other stuff, and it just fell off my radar, and I never went
to back. Me, like, taking over the Hawaii Five-0 concept didn't bother me, because the original one, it was cool, gritty cops in Hawaii and all that. It was cool, but it didn't have the flavor that Magnum had.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like, oh, they're remaking Magnum?
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, how are they going to do that? Mm-hmm. And the answer is they're not.
Right.
They're just calling it Magnum P.I.
Right.
And he's got a Ferrari.
Yeah, but no stash.
He's got no stash. That actor, I don't mind. What's his name?
I have no idea.
From Hostel. Damn it. Anyway... I like the actor fine. It's just they haven't written Magnum to be interesting at all. And like that's what was cool about the original. It was so weird when you thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a Vietnam vet with PTSD freeloading off a rich, trashy novelist in Hawaii. And he's got his Vietnam buddies and a guy who works with criminals and runs a fancy club, and then another guy who flies helicopters. And it was funny, you know? So I just, the whole new Magnum, it's just like, it doesn't have any of the, at least the one I saw didn't have any of the fun interplay that the characters should have. It didn't, it was just another cop show. Which is fine. I mean, it's like, you know, it's Hawaii porn, I guess. Like, Hawaii Five-0, you get awesome high-def shots of Hawaii in between boring plot lines.
Right.
Which goes a long way for me, but it's just something about Magnum just, I was like, you should have just called this something else.
Yeah. Not Magnum P.I. is what they should have called
it. Yeah, whatever. It's just give him another name.
I would be more apt to watch it if it was called Not Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not into the Magnum. Don't like Magnum. But it's CBS. It's not really for me. I mean, I guess I'm old and white at this point.
Well, you're going bald, so.
And I'm going bald. I think it is for you. I should like those shows more.
Yeah. I'm going to buy you, like, the Lawrence Welk box set.
I used to watch Lawrence Welk.
I did too, with like my grandparents.
Yeah, so did I in the summers. We would have to get our teeth brushed and be ready for bed before Lawrence Welk started.
My grandma on my dad's side of the family. Okay, so my grandparents on my dad's side of the family. This is the other show I watched with them. The Waltons.
Oh, sure.
If we were over at grandma and grandpa's house and, you know, we're going to watch The Waltons, as soon as a commercial came on for a bra ad, my grandma would get up and change the station. But, you know, she'd have to physically get up, walk over, and, like, turn the dial.
It's interesting that they would put a bra ad on during The Waltons. Because it's such a Jesus-y show.
Yeah.
Like Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to watch that.
I watched that, too.
And Highway to Heaven, my grandmother loved the shit out of that thing.
I didn't really watch Highway to Heaven. I watched Little House. Highway to Heaven, yeah, I didn't. I don't think.
Shannon, he's an angel.
I know.
He's doing good deeds so he can go to heaven.
And he was such an angel in real life, apparently.
Oh, yeah, a real great guy. It was exactly the way he presented himself on television. Family man.
Mm-hmm.
Devout. Believer. Well, he was that. He was just abusive.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's pretty much everybody, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in Hollywood's abusive.
Yeah.
They're all jerks.
They're all jerks.
All of them, except Tom Hanks.
And anybody who wants to hire me.
Yeah, except for Tom Hanks. He's the only nice guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe Dana Carvey is nice.
Is he still doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, does stand-up.
He's still doing stand-up?
Yeah, and he's been on Conan O'Brien's podcast.
Oh, okay.
And they've had this series of mini episodes called Deep Dive with Dana Carvey. And it's just Conan and Dana Carvey joking.
I have to check that out.
Joking around. They're not long enough, and there's a lot of commercials.
Oh.
But when it is Dana Carvey talking, he's pretty funny.
I always liked him.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a stroke or something?
Cancer.
Oh, he had cancer. Oh, shit. He's in remission, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he got over that. But it took him a while to get back in the game.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I knew something had happened with his health. I didn't realize it was that. Well, good. I'm glad he's in remission. I hope he doesn't come back.
Yeah, me too. His last stand-up special was actually pretty funny.
Yeah?
It's a couple years old now, but yeah, it's on Netflix. I saw Netflix, I think.
Oh, I'll add that to my list.
Yeah, it's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
I wish he did more.
Yeah, I would absolutely.
But he ran into trouble with that Master of Disguise film.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was his, like, comeback, supposed to be his comeback movie, I think. But it was such a disaster. Poor guy. He was in all those great movies, like Clean Slate and Opportunity Knocks.
You know what? He is a poor guy because as I typed in Dana Carvey, it autocorrected to Carver. iPhone doesn't recognize Dana Carvey.
That's terrible. That's not a very smart phone for a smartphone.
Yeah, it's a 6 Plus.
Oh, the new ones recognize Dana Carvey, yeah. They had to work out that glitch.
I gotta upgrade. All right, well, this has been fun.
Yeah, we've talked about streaming stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly.
We should go watch something that's streaming now.
Yeah, we should.
We should stream something that's streaming.
I agree. I love streaming stuff. It's great. I love the new technologies.
I know. It's awesome.
It's fantastic.
You know.
It's doing. Actually, I read this whole thing about, I know we're about to sign off here, but I read this whole thing that the streaming stuff is contributing a great deal to global warming.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
And there's also, by like the end of next year, there's going to be a gazillion streaming services. So it's going to be cheaper to just have cable.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird how many. Well, and everybody's making their shit exclusive.
Yeah.
So now, like, if I want to watch Star Trek, I got to subscribe to CBS All Access. And if I want to watch this, I got to subscribe to that.
My friend just gave me his password.
Really?
CBS Access.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know.
Well, I have a friend who steals that stuff for me.
We have the same friend.
Yeah.
And so. She's great.
She is fantastic. She's all about the dark web.
Yes, she is.
She's constantly on the dark web.
She is.
She also,
is the dark web.
She is also an arms dealer.
She is.
And she is a sex trafficker.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets us free stuff.
Yeah, so the other stuff we can overlook.
You gotta look the other way. I mean, that's just how, that's the nature of the beast.
It is.
That's survival, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, if I want to watch my streaming shows, it means the person is a sex trafficker. Well,
I mean, you take the good and you take the bad. It's like, what outweighs what? Well, that's the facts of life. That's the facts of streaming.
It is the facts of streaming. All right. Well, thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Shannon.
I hope that you will come on again. This has been delightful.
I'll think about it.
All right. Yeah, think about it. I'll see, too. I've got a lot of other guests booked up, but I'll see if I can
squeeze me in. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Jenny.
Bye, Podcat Jenny.